Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We always joke that everything happens at like 10:01 as soon as we walk out the door, especially on weekends, but that's exactly what happened this past Friday. Good Morning Football on NFL Network was discussing the idea of Le'Veon Bell somehow ending up in Baltimore. Could it happen? Kay Adams suggested it. Ian Rappaport didn't exactly shoot it down, said it was a possibility, to which Le'Veon Bell replied on Twitter, a posting of that conversation, with the old rubbing the chin thinking man emoji.
Oh, not the monocle emoji this time?
No.
He didn't go monocle emoji?
No, he went, interesting, basically.
Good, let him go. Let him go to Baltimore. I'm all for it. Let him go. You know why? Because he had his Rumspringa. Is that what I called him before?
Yeah.
Rumspringa Bell.
He's Amish.
He's fat and he's done and he's slow and he's finished. Let him go to someone that plays the Steelers two times a year in the division. Le'Veon Bell, you look. First of all, he hasn't played football since what? The Jacksonville playoff game?
I don't know. The eighth grade picnic. Yeah.
He is done. He's never going to achieve at the level he once did as a Pittsburgh Steeler. He's never, ever, ever going to get 320 carries or whatever he got with the Steelers. He's never going to accrue the yards. It's just he's never going to do the things that he did. He's never going to be a 1,300-yard back. He's never going to catch the football, 80 times a year. It's just not going to happen.
Here's the when I look at the
Ravens, he's not going to New England, that's for sure, because they're not going to pay for him.
Maybe not. You know, they've always done a good job of piecemealing their running game together with multiple guys, but maybe Bill Belichick thinks he could do it with him as a part of the piecemeal, and he could get him on the right track. The issue I have with the Ravens specifically is not just the fact that they're the Steelers' main rival and they're in the AFC North. It's the fact that the one thing the Ravens didn't have this year was a running game. And Le'Veon Bell, whether he's fat jet ski Le'Veon Bell and maybe out of shape, or 110% Le'Veon Bell, gives them a better running game than they had with what? Alex
Collins. I pray he goes there. I hope he goes there. What I don't want to see is a young, dynamic runner and someone that has some drive and motivation to pair with Lamar Jackson, who I don't think Lamar Jackson is going to be all that good for because he's going to get folded up in the next couple years. But he'll be a quarterback for 2 or 3 years before he gets hurt. But I'd rather see Le'Veon Bell there and think the Steelers have a better chance to beat him than someone who does have some drive and motivation. Le'Veon Bell is a guy, I'm telling you, this is just like the Amish. He went on that Rumspringa and went out and he saw the rest of the world and he's like, he'll go to camp somewhere and he'll go in there and he'll understand how hard it is to be back into football and be like, it was better playing video games and smoking weed and hanging out and riding dirt bikes and hanging out with all my boys. It was a lot better doing that. Yeah, I'm in camp. Yeah, I got to make this money. But he'll never get back into the shape that he was. I pray he goes to a team that the Steelers play. He'll never be as effective again. Guy is acts like a bum. Bum. Le'Veon Bell.
The only issue with Baltimore is that I think it makes their offense better to have a feature back as a part of it. And Le'Veon Bell could be that if he comes back in shape and ready to play. The part I don't agree with is the idea of the Steelers trying to block any kind of maneuver by using the transition tag.
Let him walk away.
Let
him drive him. You remember when they had to drive James Harrison down to the White House? Get that same car and drive him down to Baltimore. It's right there. Get one of those guys, some down the line or some equipment guy, whatever, whoever it needs to be. Who are those equipment guys? Patrick and those guys and Rogers? Guys to drive him down there. Here you go. Hand deliver him to Baltimore. Here you go. Le'Veon Bell and another team does not scare me in the least. I welcome it. Guy is done. Finished dunzo.
How about the Penguins? They go in that direction, right? Well, they have to send guys back to Wilkes-Barre with a car service.
Town of motels. Someone will pick him up.
Dana Hinesy drive him to Baltimore.
He's done. I think he's done. You and I disagree on this. He's done.
I would not be the least bit surprised if he never plays football again. I'll say that much. But I also don't like the idea of having to face him twice a year.
I love it. See, I love it. You know why? Because Cam Hayward, who I saw yesterday, by the way, and every time you see him, he gets taller. But he's so big. It's unbelievable. Those guys, I think, secretly, they'll never say this publicly, they're going to have a little something for him if they see him as an opponent.
Would Stephon Tuitt blow him up and then hand him some of the equipment they took from his locker?
Bents, guys like that. I think that there's going to be some extra motivation. I think people are going to put him in the dirt when they see him.
I also don't know how much any team can legitimately be interested in Le'Veon Bell at this point, given what we just talked about. The fact that he's been sitting around on his butt doing nothing for the last year and a half.
I'll drive him. So you want to ride with me? I'll drive him to Baltimore. Here, take him.
What would you guys talk about for 3.5-4 hours?
Weed.
Fan hoodies and t-shirts available now at the Fan Store. Perfect options for the unpredictable Pittsburgh weather, including the snow and rain today. Visit 937thefan.com/store to get your exclusive merchandise made by Fanatic Impressions.
Did you see AB was at the Grammys last night?
I saw that.
Oh, God.
He was with, what's his name? Was it tattoos on his face that was in that airplane that they thought was going to wreck?
Post Malone?
Yeah, Post Malone. Just an unbelievable picture. Post Malone and AB. But AB had bad seats,
yes,
though.
He really? Was way up.
I know.
He was in like a luxury suite. But
that or they were so good that they were like, it was like an unbelievable luxury suite and it was removed from everything.
They ran back to the kitchen at some point, didn't they? At some point.
Oh, that Chapo had his own kitchen?
I think he did. I don't know.
Okay, maybe he didn't have bad seats.
He didn't throw anything down on the stage, did he?
All right, what about Lev Bell, though?
Would you be okay with Le'Veon Bell ended up with the Ravens? Or does that concern you as a Steelers fan? I think we're on opposite sides of the fence to an extent here, Colin, in that I don't like the idea of giving a team without a legit running threat in the backfield, aside from their quarterback, really, a feature-style back.
Here's where I think we do agree, though, Chris, in all sincerity. Le'Veon Bell is 26 years old, excuse me, right?
Okay.
Didn't we think he'd have a lot more left in his career than we both see that he has right now?
Oh, my God, yeah.
You know, like, didn't we think that he'd be, like, in the... Okay, I thought right now in Le'Veon Bell's career, this mm-hmm. state right now, there'd be NFL campaigns built around him. He'd be on all yes. the commercials. He'd be the man in the league. Like, the young backs that are coming in were trying to catch that older head a little bit, even though he's not mm-hmm. even 30.
Right.
They'd be trying to catch him. They'd be trying to build their game around and model their game around what he does. He's become an afterthought.
He should be halfway through becoming Marshall Faulk 2.0.
Bang. Dead on. And
I would be no less surprised if he never played football again than if I had to dodge a salt truck on the way home. Like, I would not... If he never plays football again, it will not surprise me. This guy, come on. Does this guy sit out a whole season based on principles? He didn't sit out a whole season based on principle. He sat out a whole season because at first he wanted to get paid more, right? He wanted to be the highest paid running back in the league, and he wanted most of it to be guaranteed. But after a certain point, he kind of realized he liked sitting around. And then after he got to sitting around a little bit more, he really liked sitting around and hanging out.
And I get back to this, and this is where you and I differ. I don't think he'll be in the Twitter poll that we have up at Fan Morning Show. You mm-hmm. can go vote. Is will he be as effective as he once was? Go ahead and vote at Fan Morning Show. It's not only that I don't think he'll be as effective. I don't think he'll be an effective NFL running back anymore. I think that he'll get winded quickly. I think that he won't catch back up to the speed of the game. I think that the time off that he spent. The game will essentially pass him by. I honestly feel that. And now it's just been a little time. It's been over a year. The last time that we saw him mm-hmm. was that Jacksonville playoff game. But I feel like the dedication and drive that once he saw the other side, he's never going to have that level of commitment again. He's just not. And the game will essentially stay on top of him, and he'll never be able to catch it again.
As for the Ravens specifically, a lot of people question the salary cap logistics of if Le'Veon Bell were to go to Baltimore, right? Because he's going to get a big mm-hmm. contract. He's going to get a lot of guaranteed money wherever he goes, you would think. And they're going to be dealing with about, assuming they do move on from Joe Flacco, somewhere in the area of $16 million in dead money for a quarterback that they're no longer paying. I don't know if that makes it feasible or not to pursue Le'Veon Bell, but at the very least, it's something that Le'Veon Bell seems intrigued by.
All right, let me ask you this. If you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, and you got a lot more problems defensively than who the other running
right.
back is, no matter what it is. But are you, and I guess it would have to play out the first couple weeks. Like, what? Let's quantify this. Let's say that Le'Veon Bell is the feature back somewhere. Baltimore, Indianapolis, wherever. Mm-hmm. The Jets, I don't know.
Yeah.
Wherever what is a good season for Le'Veon Bell? Does he need to walk back into 1,200 yards? Does he need to catch You know, I don't know. Does he need to catch 70 balls again?
He's got to prove he can be that dual threat running back that he was here. That he can carry the ball, 15 to 20 times a game and catch it another 5 to 10, depending on what the strategy is on any given Sunday.
This guy made this Kurt Flood statement that he wanted to make, I guess. You know, he thinks he is. I don't think he'll ever reach... I struggle to say half of that again. Maybe three quarters, but I struggle to say half of that. I wonder if he'll be a guy that gains 600-700 yards in a season again.
See,
I really mean that.
I still think, as much as my distaste for him as a person has grown over the last year, I still think he gets in shape and ends up on a team with quality weapons around. Let's say Indianapolis, for example.
Okay.
A quality quarterback.
Who knows what it's like to take a year off.
Right. Who could keep the offense balanced. I still think he can be that 1,000 to 1,200-yard running back. I don't know if he'll ever be as dynamic as he was in the Steelers' offense, but there's still probably, I'd guess, once he gets in shape, assuming he wants to do that, 80 to 85% of that in there somewhere.
Well, if he's good for now, you're not going to get 100 yards every game on the ground. Let's say 80 yards a game on the ground.
Okay, and then another 30.
Another 50. 50 through the air is 130. 130 times 16, it's almost 2,000 yards. I don't think that's what he was, right? I mean, he was, for all purpose yardage, he was as... He was that was his whole point.
He was 1,300 yard on the ground, and he was a guy who would, you know, catch, I don't know, 600, 700
right.
yards.
He was the best dual threat running back since Marshall Faulk.
And I don't know if that's going to happen again. And I don't think he's going to get paid anywhere near what he thinks he is going to get paid.
Not at this point.
I think he's actually going to, this is backfiring.
Well, the thing is, too, is he never possessed breakaway speed. He wasn't a guy that was a burner to begin with.
Right.
And that, to me, is where I think it's misguided and he has himself miscast.
No, his value's in his elusiveness.
Correct.
And his ability to catch the football.
His value is to... Here's the thing. He has a lot of value to a team like the Patriots. The Patriots don't have value in him because they're never going to pay a guy like him to do that.
Right, because they can find three guys to Frankenstein together to do the same thing and pay him half.
Correct. He's a guy that you... don't need to pay all that much money because you can find a two- or three-headed monster and still get underneath that salary-wise.
And you know what else he did sitting out this year? He basically, besides that, he essentially pushed himself beyond the curve of where teams are willing to give all that money to a single back. Todd Gurley is probably the last guy who's going to get that, right? Who's going to get you're the one back who can do it all and we're willing to give you this big chunk of guaranteed money. And Gurley proved it during the regular season, if not during the postseason because of injury. I don't know if another back ever gets that again, and Bell has pushed himself beyond the curve of being able to get that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.